Yes. Hi. It'd be cool if you could rephrase the questions as well in your answer to some.
Is all the background noise okay?
Yeah, we'll just, yeah, it'll be right. Yeah, so what are you doing?
Right now?
No, maybe just explain what's happening sort of today here.
Okay. Okay, today we've got the Big Sprout Day out, which is a family day. It's part of Spring Into Action. And this afternoon we've got loads of different art workshops using reclaimed and recycled materials. We've got music and we've got different activities for kids to bring in different sorts of people. The idea of today is really to be accessible to children and families and bring in different people who might not know about climate change or might not think so much about environmental issues and get them involved in lots of fun ways. And then this evening we've got live music and probably more information, and it will be going on into later into the evening.
Why is it important that people care about climate change?
Well, there's a question. I think everybody is becoming aware of the fact that it's a major issue and that action, serious action, needs to be taken in a very short amount of time. And personally, I think it's really, really important to get children and young people inspired about it, because it's their generation that's going to feel the impact of climate change. And the whole Spring Into Action event is about the fact that we've got very little time to make huge amounts of changes in our lifestyles, basically, because the way that we live is totally unsustainable. So getting the message across to people and showing people that there are lots of alternatives, lots of positive alternatives, which are fun and interesting and stimulating and involve working together. That's kind of the idea behind today.
Could you say something about the way in which the actual events have been organised? Like, there's the group in like sort of in Nottingham. Like, do you know where the ideas come from, or sort of where does it originate from?
Okay, I think a lot of the inspiration for this event came out of the Camp for Climate Action that happened last summer. And a lot of us who've been involved in doing this event were at the camp and, you know, saw then that it was really exciting mixture of us skill sharing and learning new things and showing how we can live in a more sustainable way and also taking direct action. And there's a big mixture of all of that there. So I think we're trying to recreate that on a smaller scale in Nottingham and also try and involve more local people from Nottingham to get them informed and aware about the issues.
There's still a lot of people very sceptic about, or still some people who do their best to kind of tell people how sceptical they are about climate change and the fact that it's actually one big sort of left-wing lobby of the extremist environmentalists sort of pushing forward their ideas.
Yeah, that's probably true. There are people who don't believe in climate change or don't like the things that will be necessary to stop or to try and prevent climate change becoming as catastrophic as it is going to become. That's obviously because the ways to stop it involve going against the whole system that we have, and kind of massive economic growth continuing isn't going to be possible. So there's lots of people who are opposed to that, and they tend to be the people who are in power. I mean, personally, I believe in the science of climate change, and I think it's a very real and very scary threat. Even if the climate change issue wasn't there, we still live in an incredibly unsustainable, unhealthy way. We damage the environment hugely. I mean, I don't think there's any question about the fact that we need to change the way we do things. So I don't know, in a way I think it's almost redundant to worry about that argument.
Finally, if you were to say something really short to maybe people that are listening about climate change, what would you say to them?
Can I just think about it for a minute? We need to live in a sustainable way to allow our children to have a future, and also, you know, children all over the world. And living sustainably should be fun, creative, and cooperative.
Okay, sorry, I couldn't really.